Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back on Sports Talk, Jeff Duncan joining us now, columnist at the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com. Jeff, you've been out in TCU for practice. You're in Jacksonville. You ready to go for this? And how weird is it getting ready to play a home game for the Saints in Jacksonville?
Yeah, guys, extraordinary circumstances, but this football team and the people in New Orleans ourselves have kind of been through this a number of times the last few years. I think we've all learned to kind of fly by the seat of our pants and adapt on the fly, and the Saints are no different.
Jeff, speaking of adapting on the fly, I'm reading this text. I think a lot of the Houdat Nation, some of them never look at the glass half full, but I think this is somewhat realistic. This is from 50-51. I can't imagine the Saints are going to do well the first half of the season. We don't have a proven kicker, number one receiver, number two receiver, number two running back, number two cornerback, no Onyemata. I think we're going to watch some frustrating games. Now, I think they can hang with Green Bay, but wouldn't you think that'd be an upset if we come out on top come Sunday?
Yeah, Bobby, I actually think the Saints are going to win this game.
I'm pretty
bullish on their chances. I think they match up really well. And I kind of just feel like they're flying under the radar nationally, and the Saints are very rarely in that underdog role, you know? I mean, they've only been this big underdogs, I think, a handful of times the last 4 years.
Yep.
And I really think Sean Payton, this is right in his wheelhouse. I think he's going to have these guys really ready to play. And unless I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, I think this defense is going to be dominant this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Jeff. After the addition of Bradley Roby, speaking of bullish, you're bullish on this defense.
Yeah, I just think the front seven, I didn't have that feeling going into camp, but what I saw in practice and in the preseason games, we only saw a couple of them, I can't see very many teams running the ball on this front seven, even without Onyemata. And I know he's a big loss, don't get me wrong, but I just feel like the depth is there, the linebacker core is better. And the addition of Bradley Roby, I know he's not playing Sunday, but that's huge, guys. That's a huge get. I didn't think he would be available, and I think he fits perfectly in that one spot that they really had to take care of long term.
Yeah, Jeff, I agree with you. Now he needs to do it in the Saints uniform, but he's right up there with Jackrabbit, with Janoris Jenkins, way better than Eli Apple. To me, that's not even a question. But going into this game, no Ken Crawley. Do you think Sean throws Paulson Adebo out there, or does he go with a seasoned veteran like Desmond Trufant? Here's an 8-year veteran. You know, we all play with Atlanta, play with the Lions. He earned a Pro Bowl nod. Now, I know that was way back in 2015, and he spent part of this offseason with the Bears, and they released him on August 31st. And what I was reading is that that they were kind of expecting him to be at that Pro Bowl level again, or like a starter to replace Kyle Fuller. So if the Bears out and out cut him, I mean, is this another Prince thing? Because the Bears, I'm just familiar with that. Or what is your take on Trufant? Do they go with him, or would you put Paulson Adebo out there?
I think it's going to be Adebo. And from what I hear, guys, and again, we'll find out for sure on Sunday, I don't think Trufant's in great shape right now. I think it's going to take him a little bit of time to get into NFL shape and the playing shape. And until then, I think they're going to go with the rookie, and then obviously they'll get Roby back, for week two. But I think we're going to see a lot of this rookie, and I think he's going to be under fire early and often in this game on Sunday by Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's going to have his work cut out for him, that's for sure. 12 ain't stupid. He's going right at what he would perceive as the weak link.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, that's what happens in the NFL. Bobby, you know this as well as anybody. I mean, there's no mercy. They're going to come right after him. But I like what I saw from him. He definitely has the athleticism to play in the league. It's just going to be, can he withstand the fire that he's going to be under? He's going to get beat a few times. Does he have the short-term memory to come right back, maintain that confidence? Because the rest of the secondary guys is fine. I think it's a,
without a doubt,
strength on this team. It's a strength, and every team in the league has young players going into this weekend. I mean, the Green Bay Packers are starting two rookies on their offensive line probably this weekend. Everyone's got that kind of position that you're worried about, that's inexperienced. And I think the Saints are going to be just fine whether a Debo starts or not.
Now, Jeff, you brought up the interior. I think we're fine off the edge. When you look at the D tackles, and, a lot of experience there. When you look at Sheldon Rankins, now when he was healthy, Malcolm Brown and David Onyemata being available, they combined, almost like 1,400 defensive snaps in 2020. And then I'm looking at, they're part of the rotation. Whether you're looking at Roach or Shai Tuttle or Ringo, you're talking about a total of 559 defensive snaps last season. So that's the only boy. I tell you what. So they know they could be challenged, and I'm sure they're willing to accept that challenge. Other linebackers will be on them to get it done.
No, look, Bobby, you make a great point, and we're so hyper focused on the Saints and seeing what kinks there could be in the armor. That, it's natural, right? There's no Onyemata in there. There's no Rankins. There's some guys that are going to be playing some snaps that haven't done it in the past. But like I said, I think it's a good matchup because the Packers are coming in there with a fourth-round draft pick and
right.
a second-round draft pick in their offensive interior. They had to move Elgton Jenkins out to left tackle. He's a really good left guard. He hasn't played left tackle in the NFL. They've got concerns of their own. Some inexperience of their own along there, and that I think kind of counters the Saints' concerns on their defensive line.
Well, Jeff, we all know this. I don't care even if you're Aaron Rodgers, the best pass coverage is a pass rush.
Yeah, and look, I think we've seen Dennis Allen in the past, right? He can manufacture some pass rush with the second level. I think Zach Bond will be involved in that. DeMario Davis has been more involved lately. Last year in blitzing, but I just love what I saw. Maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but I thought Marcus Davenport was just dominant in camp and dominant in the preseason. I know he was going against some backups from the other.
But he still was dominant.
But he was dominant. He was ragdolling people. And I just think he, along with the other guys on that defensive end rotation, I mean, Carl Granderson's a good player, Peyton Turner has been a dominant pass rusher when he was healthy. Obviously, you want to bounce back from Cam Jordan. I think they're going to be able to get after Aaron Rodgers with that makeshift offensive line he's got. Now, if he's running around freelancing like we saw him last year
the bootleg, Jeff. Come on.
Lights are out. If he's running around taking time, people are going to get open. They've got a great receiving core, and he can wing it. But I think they're going to do a good job of trying to keep him in the pocket and keep him confined.
Jeff, am I off base for thinking this, given the training camp that he had? I think this is the year Marcus Davenport shows us that he's a bona fide pass rusher and potentially an elite pass rusher in his league.
Well, he needs to play big in this game, Christian. There's no doubt. He's going against Elgton Jenkins. I just mentioned it's not David Bakhtiari. It's a guy that's never played left tackle in this league. It's a big matchup for the Saints to win. And if he can dominate that matchup, then I think the Saints are going to be able to control that passing game because I really don't think anybody can run the ball in this front seven. I haven't seen anybody do it in a year. I don't think it's going to be a consistent weapon for the Packers. And I think the Saints with those dominant lines that they have, the offensive line, running the ball with Kamara and Tony Jones, And defensively, the defensive front, I think they're going to wear Green Bay down in this heat. And don't get me, it's going to be humid here, guys. And don't think it's coincidence that the Saints are wearing white, forcing Green Bay to wear that dark green in that Florida heat. They're going to wear them down in the fourth quarter.
Now, Jeff, you always want depth at every position, your practice squad and all that. What is your take on, I'm going to give you mine, that I want if you agree with this or you have a different opinion, with Trevor Siemian? Because, you look like, we all know Jameis Winston's the quarterback. You got Taysom Hill. You got a promise in Ian Book. But then they keep Trevor Siemian. To me, that's telling me that maybe Taysom Hill might not be the backup quarterback, is how they want to utilize him in case he would get hurt. And do you think they'd be confident if something happened to Jameis to put Ian Book in there? And then, obviously, you having Trevor Siemian, who started like 24 games in the National Football League. So what is your breakdown? Is that more fair assessment that you think, well, they just could be real aggressive with Taysom to help the team win offensively, especially, Michael Thomas not being available week one and looking for more weapons?
Yeah, here's how I think it's going to work, Bobby. I think if Jameis Winston were to get hurt on Sunday, they would go with probably Trevor Siemian to come right in, because they would keep Taysom Hill in that kind of gadget role. He's been practicing all week at tight end and the F-back position. But then if it were a long-term injury to Winston, I think they would go to Taysom Hill long-term.
Gotcha.
Just like they did last year. But in a pinch, in a game, we saw what happened, right? Jameis Winston came in last year to relieve Drew in that 49ers game, and then the job went to Taysom. I think it'd be a similar kind of rotation.
And really, when you look at Ian Book, they like what they have there and just protecting him and wanting him to be part of the future as they develop him.
Yeah, he's a long-term developmental guy. I think they really are hot on him, but not this early. Now, maybe what happens later in the season, as he gets more confident in mastering the playbook, they may move on from Trevor Siemian because they may need that roster spot.
Right.
But early on, they want to keep Ian Book, and they don't feel, I think, comfortable having him be the backup right now.
Jeff Duncan, columnist at TimesPicayune, NOLA.com. Jeff, so you think the Saints are going to win this game. Do you think it's going to come down to maybe a last-minute field goal?
Well, guys, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, lower than most people think. I think it's going to be in the 20s. I don't see very many people consistently ringing up points on the Saints defense. I just think they're going to be really good, especially when they get Roby up to speed at that other corner spot. But I think this is going to be a running game for the Saints. I think Sean Payton's going to be fairly conservative. We've heard him talk all week. What did he talk about, guys, the other day? He said, I watched the first weekend of college football. The teams that beat themselves were the ones that lost. I'm making mistakes on special teams and turnovers. I think it's going to be conservative offensive approach, lean on that offensive line and Alvin Kamara, your best offensive weapon, and try and shorten this game and win it in the fourth quarter.
Well, Jeff, right quick, I'm going to leave you with this. So, talk about points. Just shows you, since Drew Brees and Sean Payton's been together, and it's been Aaron Rodgers with the Packers, the last 15 seasons, the Patriots, 28.5 points, the Saints second, 28 points, the Packers third, at almost 26.5. And then last year, you look at Green Bay, number one, 32 points a game. The Saints, number four, 30 points. So I could see, like, high 20s, that type of game. And it still would be not some, just a shootout. The defense can't stop anyone. But, boy, both offenses, that's a big sample size how prolific they've been.
Yeah, and look, we remember what happened last year in the Dome in week three. Aaron Rodgers had a fantastic game, but that was when the Saints defense early on a year ago was really kind of finding its way. Remember that Raiders game? They just were not playing well. They were giving up a lot of explosive plays.
Couldn't cover the tight end.
Right. And then Dennis Allen and that defensive staff, they figured it out during the bye week. And the second half of the season, the Saints defense was a different unit.
Dominant.
And
yep.
I think we're going to see that unit on Sunday, not the one Green Bay saw a year ago.
Jeff Duncan, columnist at the TimesPicayune, NOLA.com. And just real quick, tell us about your book, Payton and Brees.
Yeah, it's getting ready to come out, guys, in a few weeks in October in paperback. So if you haven't got it in hard copy right now, you can pick it up. Any of the local booksellers, please support the local booksellers. in New Orleans. Peyton DeBrees is doing great right now. Really, really gratified and thankful for how many books we've sold so far.
Jeff, thanks, man. Appreciate the time.
All right, guys. I'll see you guys soon. Take care.
Thanks, Jeff. Who dat?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.